朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今天的教会
In the church today
好像风浪中的一叶扁舟一样飘来飘去。
The church seems to be like a ship which is almost like a leaf that is carried by the waves.
没有方向。
Without any direction.
或者说它有很多方向。
Or many directions.
它什么方向来就是成为它那个时候的方向。
And whichever direction comes becomes the direction of that church.
保罗告诉我们说有两样东西影响
教会。 And so we see here Paul describing as two things influencing the church.
他说人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
He speaks of the deceitfulness of man and the craftiness of man.
什么叫做人的诡计呢？
But yet what does it mean the cunning and the craftiness of man?
在原文诡计的意思是什么？
In the original language it referenced to
dice throwing, 好像掷这个骰子一样。
It was as if throwing dice in a gambling.
我们知道骰子有六面。
We know that a dice has six faces to it.
一二三四五六。
One, two, three, four, five, six.
有的时候在学校考试的时候。
Sometimes in examinations at school.
有选择题的时候。
And there are multiple choice questions.
我们就把铅笔写了一二三四。
And we write on our pencil one, two, three, four.
我们就在桌上一丢。
And we throw it on our desk.
看见四就写四，看见
二就写二。If it lands on four, we say four. We write four. If two on two.
这个好像是笑话，又好像离我们不远。
And although it seems a joke, yet it's not very far from each of us.
什么叫做人的诡计？
What does it mean of the craftiness of man?
自己没有主张，自己没有任何的立场。
There is no principles that one person stands by.
看那个骰子是怎么转的，我们就怎么样跟着去。
And how that dice tumbles and turns, that's the way that we go.
这是机会主义。
And I think this is an opportunistic type of philosophy.
这是走捷径。Shortcut.
And this is to take a shortcut.
今天教会有没有这种光景？
Is there such a picture in the church today?
主耶稣告诉我们。
Jesus tells us.
天天背起十字架来跟从主。
That each day, those that carry up the cross to follow Jesus,
我们却希望能够走捷径。
We yet often want to take a shortcut.
但是弟兄姊妹，欲速而不达，这是我们所了解的一个真理。
And yet we know that this is a truth in which we stand before.
欺骗的法术。
We see the craftiness of man.
他这里用法术来讲，很有意思。
And they're speaking of this craftiness is very interesting.
我们知道我们的信仰有它的超然性。
We know that our faith has a supernatural realm to it.
我们知道信仰有它的神迹奇事在里面。
And we know the miracles and the signs and the wonders within our faith.
但是要弟兄姊妹要小心。
But yet, I think we need to caution ourselves.
如果今天我们没有把我们的信仰建立在主的话上，
that if our faith is not established upon the Word of God,
我们还是小孩子。
We are just like infants.
不是昨天哈，上个礼拜六，在我家有青少年团契和家长的聚会。
Not yesterday, but the week before, on Saturday, we had parent team meeting at my house.
我在这里已经十二年。
And I've been at this church for 12 years.
十二年前来的时候，一个女孩子才小女生，大概只有四五岁。
And when I came at that time, there was a little girl, maybe four or five at the time.
经过了十二年。
After 12 years.
上个礼拜六，她非常兴奋到我面前来。
She came to me very excitedly.
她非常非常高兴，在手上晃一样东西在我的面前。
And very proudly, she displayed something before me.
我一看知道这是他第一份的驾驶执照。
And I saw immediately that it was her first driver's license.
你可以从他的脸上看见他的满足，看见他的骄傲。
And you could see her satisfaction and her pride in having that.
那这一张东西代表什么？
But what does that represent?
代表他生长。
Means that she has grown.
但是并不是代表他已经成长。
But it does not mean that she has already matured.
我非常感动，看见她拿这张经在我面前晃。
And I was deeply moved as she was waving that in front of me.
因为第一，她给我看，我很骄傲，她给我看。
First of all, because she let me see it.
那第二呢，我可以感受到她那个兴奋。
But yet, secondly, I can identify with that excitement that she had.
弟兄姊妹，这一张驾驶执照证明她在长，但是还没有到。
Although this driver's license shows that she is growing up, yet it does not show her as grown up.
教会二十周年
20 years in this church.
不可否认，我们有二十年的历史。
Without denying it, we see 20 years of history.
我们在神面前，弟兄姊妹，我们不可否认有二十年主的恩典。
And we cannot deny God's grace in these 20 years.
我们不完全。
We're not complete.
我们不安全。
We're not finished. We're not perfect.
我常常喜欢用这样的一个比方。
I often like to use this kind of illustration.
半杯水。
A half glass of water.
到底你怎么看它
？How exactly do you look at this half?
他们说乐观的人说。
They say that those that are more positive look at it.
他说是半满的。
That it's half full.
悲观的人说。
Those that are more negative or pessimistic.
他说半空的。
It's half empty.
我常常鼓励弟兄姊妹做乐观的人。
I often encourage brothers and sisters to be positive people.
过去二十年。
These past 20 years.
虽然不完全。
Although we are not perfect.
但是我们看见神给我们的恩典。
But we see God's grace to us.
我今天要讲的并不是这个，因为这些你们都听过。
I don't want to say this because these are things that you have heard in the past.
我的负担是比这个还加深一步。
But yet my burden this morning is even a step deeper.
我们要做乐观的人。
We want to be positive people.
弟兄姊妹，我们要数算这二十年神给我们的恩典。
We want to count the many blessings of these past 20 years.
但是不要就停在那里。
But yet let us not stop at that point.
我们以看那二十年的满的部分，再来看那二十年还空的那个部分。
Let us use that 20 years of being filled to look at those 20 years ahead of us to be filled.
或者说让我们先用乐观的一个心情来数算神的恩典。
Rather, let us perhaps to use a positive mentality to count God's blessings.
然后用悲观的心情我们来继续来走前面的路。
And to be pessimistic in the road ahead of us.
悲观不一定坏。
I don't think to be pessimistic is necessarily bad.
我以前在这里讲过。
And I had mentioned it before.
我以前跟吴丽贤姊妹在一起配搭同工的时候。
When I was working with Shelby,
我常常就责怪她。
I often said to her,
我说你为什么总是喜欢看消极？
Why do you always look at the negative side?
每一次你跟我讲的都是一些灰心的话。
Every time you say things to me, they always seem to be negative or of discouragement.
她有一天很高兴给我看一个简报。
And one day, very happily, she brought a newspaper clipping.
我看了简报，我就有会心的微笑。
And after seeing it, there's a smile that I.
上面怎么写呢
？What did it say?
他说，积极的人，
said,
乐观的人发明飞机。
That the positive people have invented airplanes.
消极的人，悲观的人发明降落伞。
And those that are negative invented the parachute.
所以我们看见两方面都有它的好处。
And so we see the benefits of both sides.
保罗在这里说不要做小孩子。
So Paul here exhorts us not to be infants.
要继续的成长。
To continue to grow.
怎么成长呢
？But how do we grow?
在十三节告诉我们。
In verse 13 it tells us.
要在真道上成长。
That we are to grow in the faith of the knowledge.
要在认识神的儿子上面成长。
That it's to be upon the knowledge of Jesus Christ that we are to grow.
换句话说，要在信仰上成长。
In other words, our growth is to be on our faith.
请看十五节。
But let us look at verse 15.
我们看到保罗提到第二方面的成熟。
And we see here Paul speaking of the second facet of maturity.
用爱心说诚实话。
Speaking the truth in love.
刚刚陈英弟兄在读这一段经文的时候。
As Brother Chen was reading this passage.
他最后要大家再读一遍十五节。
And he wanted us to read again verse 15.
因为整个以弗所书六章的圣经里面。
Because of all of the verses and the passages in Ephesians.
这节圣经是大概最出名的一节圣经。
I think that this is the most famous verse of all.
我们很喜欢动不动就用这一节圣经。
And without anything or very quickly we would use this and apply this.
我想大概最常引用的圣经之一，大概就是以弗所书四章十五节。
And I think probably the best used passage today, or one of them, is Ephesians 4:15.
但是保罗在这里不是单单提十五节。
But I don't think that Paul only made reference to verse 15.
他从十四节、十五节、十六节三节圣经提到三方面教会应该有的成长。
And that in these three verses we see Paul looking at maturity from three different aspects.
十四节讲到信仰上的成熟。
And in verse 14 we see the maturity of faith.
十五节。
Verse 15 then.
是讲哪一方面的成熟
？What exactly is this maturity about? The
基督徒生活层面的成熟。
I think it is in reference to the life testimony or maturity of a Christian.
人很容易走偏激的路。
That it's very easy for us to take a remote or a abstract way.
Extreme
way.
如果用这节圣经来做例子
，And if we were to use this passage as an example.
我们不是太真理呢，有的时候就是太多爱。
That if we're not too much into truth, then we're too much into love.
圣经要我们在合一。
The Bible speaks of us to be united.
但是我们不知道怎么合一。
But we don't know what united means.
我最近看到一个小的比方，我觉得非常合适来讲到这一点。
I saw recently an illustration that I think can be applied here.
我们要合一。
We want to be in unity.
但是不知道怎么合一。
But we don't know how to do that.
我在一篇文章上看到这样一个例子。
And so I saw this illustration in an article.
在 Alaska.
That in Alaska.
有一种动物是叫做刺猬，就是箭猪啊，身上有那种刺的东西。
There's an animal up there that's called a porcupine.
他们说阿拉斯加的这 porcupine 很有意思。
And they said that these porcupines are very interesting.
在天气冷的时候
，when it's cold，
他们很喜欢。台湾人说愧羞，就是挤，就是热，大家取暖，挤在一起取暖。
And they like to get together to share bodily warmth with each other.
天气越冷。
The colder it is,
他们就越要把它挤在一起。
The tighter they gather in together.
但是越挤在一起。
But yet, the tighter they gather together.
每一个刺猬的刺就来刺它的邻居的身体。
The needles of a porcupine then turn around and poke the other porcupines.
当我看到这个故事的时候
，And as I read this illustration of this story,
我说主啊。
I said, Lord,
这不是今天基督徒的写照吗？
Is this not the picture of Christians today?
我们都要合一。
Oh, we have to be united.
其实我们如果离远一点还好一点。
But in actuality, if we were to stay at a distance, it would be better.
什么时候我们合在一起的时候？
And whenever we get close together,
我来刺你，就你来刺我。
And if I'm not poking you, then you're pricking me.
所以很多时候我们知道要合一，我们愿意合一。
And although we know that we should and we want to be united,
但是没有。我们在一起的时候，我们就是彼此不好过。
And each time it seems that we're together, we don't get along.
保罗在这里提醒以弗所的教会。
And so we see here Paul reminding the Ephesian church.
平衡。
Balance.
要平衡。
That we have to, there has to be balance.
他用真理和爱这两个我们很明显了解的事情提醒我们要平衡。
And he uses truth and love concepts that we are very familiar with to remind us of this balance.
弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
非常的可惜。
Very unfortunate.
以弗所教会听见保罗这样的信息。
That after hearing this message that Paul gave to them,
他们并没有用爱心说诚实话。
We see that they in fact did not speak the truth in love.
到了启示录第二章的时候。
So when we get to Revelation, the second chapter,
主耶稣告诉约翰。
And John, and the Lord Jesus speaking to the apostle John.
要写信给小亚细亚七间教会。
To write to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
里面有一封信是写给以弗所教会。
And we know that one of those letters was written to the Ephesian church.
当时那封信怎么说
？And what was the content of that letter?
你在对付异端上面你有成绩。
That in regards to defending.Or repelling heresies, you have a good record.
对付这些错误的信仰，你有很清楚的立场。
And to stand up in principle against these false teachings, you have a good example.
但是耶稣说
But then Jesus went on to say,
有一件事我要责备。
But there's one thing that I want to rebuke you.
你丢弃了那起初的爱情。
And that is that you have forsaken your first love.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够保持这个平衡？
And yet, how can we maintain that balance today?
我很坦白跟弟兄姊妹分享。
And if I might be honest with you this morning,
在我这一篇信息里面
，that contained within my message this morning,
当我思想到这里的时候
，as I prepared to this point,
我想了很久，好像没有答案。
And it seemed that for a long time I was unable to come forth with a good answer.
我说主啊，这节圣经我们都很爱。
And I said, Lord, this passage is one which each of us holds dearly.
但是这节圣经我们都不能达到你所要的标准。
And yet we're unable to reach up to the level that you set here.
我说主啊，怎么办？
And I said, Lord, what do we do?
我们今天要进到一个新的境界，我们进到第二个二十年。
That as we enter into a new phase, a new 20 years,
什么样能够让真理和爱能够平衡？
How can we allow truth and balance, truth and love to be balanced?
弟兄姊妹，我真的花了时间安静祷告思想。
And I quietly, in honesty, waited and thought before the Lord.
我把主给我的答案跟大家分享。
And I want to give to you the answer that I received from the Lord.
只有一个答案。
Actually, there is only one answer.
弟兄姊妹，让我们让圣灵在我们中间做主。
That is, let the Spirit be sovereign in our midst.
除非我们进入圣灵。
Unless we enter into the Spirit,
不可能真理和爱能够平衡。
It is impossible that truth and love can be balanced.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在约翰福音里面称圣灵为真理的圣灵。
Because we know that in John's gospel, the Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of Truth.
然后保罗在加拉太书第六章讲到圣灵结的果子。
And when Paul speaks of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5.
第一个果子是什么？
What was the first fruit?
仁爱。
Love.
就是爱。
Love.
圣灵是真理的圣灵。
We see that the Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
圣灵的果子的第一个就是仁爱。
And the fruit that the Spirit gives, the first is love.
过去这几年来。
In these past few years.
我个人非常非常的注意追求圣灵在我身上更多的工作。
I have strived to see greater works of the Spirit on my own life.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们今天不应该常常不断的被圣灵充满吗？
Then therefore, brothers, sisters, should we not therefore even more so today be often filled with the Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，请你为教会的传道人祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, please pray for the ministerial staff here at the church.
请你为教会的执事们祷告。
Please pray for the deacons of this church.
请你为每一个在侍奉里面有份的弟兄姊妹祷告。
To pray for each one that has a ministry here in the church.
圣灵充满在我们的身上。
That the Spirit might be filled in each of us.
信仰上的成熟。
And so we see.Maturity in faith.
生活上面的成熟。
We see maturity in love.
十六节。
And then in verse 16,
侍奉上面的成熟。
We see maturity in ministry.
保罗在这里说，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Verse 16 it says, For him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
提到教会的侍奉。
As we speak of ministries of the church,
我们不能不提到恩赐。
I don't think that we can neglect or not mention the area of gifts.
今天没有时间分别。
And although we don't have time to differentiate,
但是我们一定要分别恩典和恩赐是不一样的。
I think that we need to make a clear mark between grace and gifts.
恩赐和天分也不一样。
And also to make a clear mark between gifts and natural talents.
请弟兄姊妹注意这两个。这两个比较我们一定要弄清楚。
And I think that we need to be clear about these several contrasts or differences.
圣经里面提到恩典，圣经里面提到恩赐，这不是一件事情。
Now when the Bible speaks of grace and gifts, it is not are one and of the same thing.
圣经里面提到恩赐，我们经常所谈的天才，这不是一件事情。
And that gifts in the scriptures does not equal talents that we often speak of today.
前面我说教会里面有许多的不同。
And I said earlier that there are many differences in the church.
这不同，因为基督徒不同。
And these differences are because Christians are different.
基督徒不同，因为基督徒每一个人的恩赐不同。
And these Christians are different because their gifts are different.
因为这是一个很重要的一个真理。
And because this is such an important truth.
如果我们能够了解这个不同。
And if we were to understand these differences.
起码我们学会彼此的尊重。
I think at least we would learn mutual respect.
很多时候我们站在我的恩赐的角度来衡量其他我的肢体和我的同工。
Oftentimes I stand from my point of view, my gifts, to contrast or to grade or to evaluate other workers.
弟兄姊妹，恩赐不一样。
But I think that gifts are different.
在这个地方中文翻译得很好，是功用不一样。
And we see here that it is speaking of their tasks as being different, or their functions being different.
是个体的功用，这是在英文圣经，甚至在原文圣经里面没有提到。
And that we see here that their functions, which actually isn't mentioned in the original language, of different.
我们要进入一个新的一个时代。
As we enter into a new age,
让我们有两样课题摆在我们面前。
Let us have two themes or tasks put before us.
怎么样能够发掘恩赐？
How can we discover gifts?
第二，怎么样发挥恩赐？
And how can we develop gifts?
发掘恩赐是恩赐的肯定。
We see that discovering gifts is to affirm gifts.
恩赐的发挥是讲到恩赐的配合。
But yet in the development of gift, it speaks of the coordination of gifts.
我不能多再继续讲下去。
And yet I can't continue on.
三个礼拜以前，林时兴牧师在这里讲到的时候提到一个比方。
And then Dr. Samuel Lin used an illustration3 weeks ago in his sermon here.
他说中国的教会。
He said the church, the Chinese church today,
好像一个在跑道上引火待发马上要起飞的飞机一样。
Is like an airplane that has already have the engines revved up on the runway waiting to take off.
我们觉得他的比喻很好。
And all of us thought it was a good illustration.
他礼拜天讲完这个道。
And after preaching that sermon on Sunday,
就在那一个礼拜的礼拜三，
that Wednesday,
就有一个飞机在跑道上要起飞。
There was indeed a plane that was prepared to take off on the runway.
结果没有起飞的好，就栽到那个河里去了。
And because it was unable to take off, it fell into the river.
那是在 LaGuardia 飞机场的事情。
At LaGuardia Airport.
后来发现什么？
And afterwards, it was discovered
是那个副驾驶
that the co-pilot
他按错了按钮
that he pressed the wrong button
然后让这个要起飞的飞机不能够飞成功而栽在这个河里
causing the airplane to be unsuccessful in its takeoff and in fact to land into the river
引起一个小的空难
causing a minor mishap
弟兄姊妹，我们教会要起飞。
Brothers and sisters, as this church takes off,
今天地上的教会要起飞。
The church here on earth is ready to take off.
当我们看见所有的按钮摆在我们面前。
And as we see all these buttons before us,
你可以乱按吗？
Can you just randomly press buttons?
让我们回到主的话面前。
Let us return to the presence, to the Lord's word.
来建立基督的身体。
To build up the body of Christ.
朋友。你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。